We just heard the story not just of Jesus' passion and death, but the story of our own redemption. And today, instead of a homily, I just wish to offer a brief meditation. The story that we just heard, Paul, in the letter to the Philippians, reflects upon it in these words: Christ Jesus, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God something to be grasped. Rather, he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, coming in human likeness, and found human in appearance. He humbled himself, becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. I would like to focus just on three of the phrases from this reflection. Jesus emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, and finally, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death. First, he emptied himself. Jesus' self-emptying is unlike emptying a bottle of its contents. Neither is it like a change of costume or outfit. Rather, the self-emptying of Jesus refers to a change of nature. In Christ, divine nature genuinely and authentically took on human nature. Jesus did not merely look like a human. Jesus became human. In his nature, he became who he was not. The self-emptying of Jesus means he entered human existence and became one with us. Secondly, taking the form of a slave. Jesus goes one step further. Jesus did not just become human. He did not merely become an affluent human being. Jesus did not merely become a poor human being. Jesus became the least of human beings, a slave. What separates slaves from the rest of humanity is freedom. Freedom is the essence of humanity. A slave is without freedom. A slave is at other people's mercy. A slave is not allowed to have his or her own will. That is the problem with slavery, that humans are treated as if they were not human. Jesus took the form of a slave. The contrast is striking. He who was the highest became the lowest being. And finally, Jesus humbled himself and became obedient unto death. Jesus humbled himself. Humility is a virtue of a slave. The paradox is clear. The one who bestowed freedom on humanity has now surrendered his freedom. This means that Jesus' obedience was not merely an afterthought. Jesus, who shared equality with God, freely and intentionally surrendered his freedom and became obedient to his father. He became determined to remain obedient to God and God's plan of salvation, no matter how it went. God's plan of salvation did not necessarily include a brutal end for Jesus. God's original plan was to send Jesus so that the world might come to believe in God's love and be saved. But when God's plan of salvation was rejected, Jesus remained obedient. Till his very last breath, till the very last drop of blood was shed, from the womb to the tomb, Jesus remained obedient. This Holy Week, we must remember that Jesus emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, became humble and obedient unto death. By doing so, he became the cause of our redemption. Today is Palm Sunday, and as we begin Holy Week, may Jesus' self-emptying, his taking the form of a slave, his humility and his obedience compel us to bend our knees and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the praise and glory of God the Father. Amen.